Really happy to have with us now Browns quarterback Brandon Whedon. Welcome back to the show, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're nearing the end here of the off-season workouts portion, at least on field. I know it'll continue for you and the other rookies sticking around doing stuff in the weight room and such. But just in terms of the on-field, from the first time you set foot on the practice field in Berea with the rookie minicamps through now, give me a feel for the progress you've seen in yourself.
Well, you know, when you first step on the field, you know, you have a different uniform on, you're around a bunch of new guys, you've got new plays. I mean, your head's spinning a little bit. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I mean, you're out there, you're thinking a lot, you're worried about what each receiver's doing, what your back's doing. You're thinking a lot because there's a lot going on around you. And as you go, obviously, you get more and more comfortable. And that's – I feel really good. Right now, we're done with OTA number 8, and I feel really, really comfortable with what we're doing. You know, like I said, especially from that first day we came in for rookie minicamp, yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on. So, like I said, I feel really comfortable with this offense.
Did you target something? I know it's a lot of things that you were going to work on, but when you started this process out, did you have something in your mind from a transition standpoint that you identified that, or that a coach here, either Coach Shermer or Coach Childress or Coach Whipple, identified with you that said, okay, this is something to really focus on from the transition from college to the pros?
Yeah, I think it first started with, you know, going under center, you know, taking those 5 and 7 step drops, the play action stuff. You know, that's a little bit different than what we did at Oklahoma State. You know, but I think that's what I've really put a lot of focus in, because, you know, at this level, most guys that have their feet set and they get their feet underneath them can make all the throws. And so, you know, that's where you want to be as a quarterback. You want to be comfortable with your feet. You want to be able to, you know, have a good base and be able to throw the ball accurately. And, you know, I think, you know, even though it's different, you know, taking a 7-step drop takes some time. I mean, it takes some time to get used to the rhythm, you know, throwing on a plant, throwing on a hitch, stuff like that you know, is, you know, a lot different than being the shotgun taking a 3-step drop. So
sure.
I think that was the first and foremost, and then just continue to learn. I think this offense is obviously a little bit more expanded than when we did at Oklahoma State. A lot of verbiage and, you know, a lot of demand on the quarterback.
It seemed to me a couple of things. Pressure is a relative thing. And there's much more of that to come. And you've been through a lot of it, obviously, through your collegiate career. But I would imagine just to the degree that you're out here, and even though there's no real crowd watching you, and even though there's no stakes in terms of a win-loss, there's that expectation thing that goes with being a first-round pick, that goes with being a guy that a lot of us are presuming is the guy as the starting quarterback, that the general manager has referenced that accordingly. Everything it points to that. But then you got to see what it looks like when you're on the field, how he throws the ball, highly touted for having this really great arm for the spiral that he throws, the consistency, the accuracy, all those things that were talked about. Then you had to go out and demonstrate. To my way of seeing it and hearing observations from so many others, including those on our coaching staff, that's been the response, that we've seen just that. But for you, how conscious were you of wanting to make sure that everybody saw the Brandon Whedon that you expected to see?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I mean, I think, you know, you're such a competitor. You know, I was fortunate enough to get picked where I did, and so there's a lot of high expectations, you know, from day one. But you know, I just want to come in and prove that I could play quarterback at this level. And, you know, those attributes that I was talking about, you know, I wasn't able to do much during the process, but I was talking about that I had, you know, as my strengths, I guess.
Right.
You know, I'm able to finally come out here and do them. And I think, you know, things have been good. I've thrown the ball well. But, I mean, I'm still making mistakes. I mean, I coaches knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
Sure.
But I try to treat every day like it's a game. You know, I either won today or I lost today, and that's really the way I go about it. And, you know, fortunately, you know, up to this point, I've won more than I lost as far as me getting better in practice. I keep continuing to get better each and every day. I made at least one mistake in every practice, you know, and that's what helps you grow, and that's what helps you make you a better player. So, you know, I think, like I said, the attributes I feel like are there. I just need to continue to grow and get better.
Brandon Whedon joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You bring up the mistakes, and it's interesting because watching you in a fairly regular basis from the rookie minicamp through now, it looked like obviously fewer errors were going on that were apparent to the naked eye in rookie minicamp when, of course, there were fewer players on the field. You didn't have Joe Haden back there in the secondary or T.J. Ward or any of those veterans, DeQuell Jackson, and everything was at a much, it seemed to me, obviously a lesser pace than what started when the OTAs began. The veterans were here, and that's when also you were getting probably more stuff thrown at you, more situational things that you were working on, two-minute drill, red zone. And that's when some of these errors you talked about occurred. But the coaches were saying, Mark Whipple, among others, were saying that this is a good thing. We want him to do this now, and we want him to do it against this defense because this is a good test for you. How do you see it that way? And give me a sense of the kinds of things that were maybe challenging to you that you've been able to work on and correct.
Yeah, I think, you know, rookie minicamp was, you know, pretty basic offensively. You know, they didn't put a ton on our plate. Just let us kind of go out and play, get a feel for the, you know, what was going on. So there's a lot fewer errors, like you said. But, you know, when I got thrown in the fire, I was going with the one defense. I mean, those guys are fast, you know. Yeah. They're faster than what I'm used to in college. So I think once, you know, the first day was probably the most difficult, just getting used to that speed. And then whenever, you know, if you play faster, if you play up to that speed, naturally, it slows things down. And sure. Like I said, we got a great defense with, you know, top in the league and pass defense. I mean, we got a really, really good defense. And so for me to go up against guys like that on a day-in and day-out basis, I think is really helpful for me, not only me, but all the other young guys on this offense. So, you know, I think what I take a lot of pride in is not making the same mistake twice. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, I haven't done that. I've missed two throws to Greg. We worked on them after practice today that – I just don't miss, and I've missed two of them, you know, over a 10-day period. But, you know, as a quarterback and as a competitor, that eats at you. So
you want 100%.
Absolutely. I want to be 100% all the time. And, you know, like I said, I'm working toward it, and going with this one offense, one defense has really helped me play fast and get a feel for the speed of the game.
So much is talked about with the mechanics and how coaching comes in with that. As you said, the transition from shotgun, more shotgun in college or almost exclusive shotgun in college to being under center almost exclusively through here. I know you've done a little shotgun work with the Browns version, but you've got some good teachers around you with Pat Shurmur, who's been a guy who's worked with quarterbacks and worked with some really good ones, with Brad Childress, who's done the same, with Mark Whipple. How does that information get dispensed to you? Do they sort of do it on a – I know on field is different than in the classroom, but give us a sense for – because periodically I watch when either Pat or Coach Childress or Mark walk up to you individually. Are they just pointing out specific things, big picture things? How does that work?
Yeah, what's good about that whole scenario is they're all on the same page. You know, they're all talking the same verbiage. They're all talking the same thing, which is good. You know, you're not having one guy tell you one thing and you walk five steps and another coach is telling you another. That's not the case. So we've got guys that are obviously very, very good at what they do offensively as far as, you know, teaching quarterbacks. So, you know, if I come off and I make a mistake or they see something, they may talk me through just a big picture of it and just kind of say, hey, look, this is what I saw. You know, if you get – you know, certain coverages, this is what you're thinking. Just kind of talking me through it, you know, because I've already either one made the throw, so they're thinking, okay, you made that throw, but remember back here you have a, you know, you got to curl flat with your back, you know, that, those are your check downs. So whatever it may be, they're all speaking the same language and they're all, you know, very, very helpful. So,
sure.
But right now it's, you know, overall big picture on the field. When we get in the classroom, you turn on the tape, you can rewind it, obviously, and watch it and really, really coach it up. And that's what's been really good about this whole deal.
A lot is said about, besides just executing the position, that it's so important for a quarterback to take ownership of the spot, to be the commander, to be the leader, and to assert himself accordingly. For you, even though you're a, quote, 28-year-old rookie and so much is made about you being an older rookie, you're still a rookie, you're still new to this group. How conscious have you been about wanting to be that commander in the huddle and knowing that that's what's expected of you right away?
Yeah, you know, I think there's so many veteran guys. You know, obviously in our huddle you got Joe Thomas, you got Alex Mack, you got other guys that have played for a long time that, you know, I'm still trying to win those guys over. I'm still trying to win this entire team over. But with that being said, I can't be someone I'm not. You know, I'm not a real vocal, just talk rah-rah all the time. I'm, you know, I lead by example and I'll communicate one-on-one. That's just always the way I've always done it. But I think as far as in that direction, I think things are going well. You know, I'm always communicating with receivers, and I think, you know, they're responding to it well. We communicate really well. And the same thing with up front. You know, me and Mac, you know, are constantly talking about what we do, you know, snap count, or what we're doing here. So I think as far as that goes, it's going well. Obviously, you know, being a rookie, when I'm still learning, you know, it's obviously more challenging than when you're a 4 or 5 year veteran.
And the relationship with the other quarterbacks, because it is a competitive thing, as we've been, you know, it's been said time and time again by Coach Shurmur, by everybody. Colt McCoy is here, and Seneca Wallace is here. Thad Lewis is here too. But particularly among Colt and Seneca, with regard to that whole competition thing, how does it work out with the relationship away from the game, or even when you're on the field? Because everybody wants that prize of being the guy, and obviously they know, those two know what you were drafted for, that you are getting the majority of the snaps. So give me a sense of how the, is it awkward? Is it, how is it working out?
You know, from my front, I mean, everything's normal. You know, I think, you know, when you're in practice, everything happens so fast. You know, you're talking to Whip, Colt's out there, I'm watching, trying to get mental reps, and then Seneca. So everything happens so fast. So there's, you know, it's not awkward out there. It's not awkward anywhere. I mean, I think even in the meeting rooms, you know, we still talk, have a good time, joke, crack up. You know, we're all trying for out, you know, all four of us essentially are trying for that one position. And that's just the nature of pro sports in general. And I think, you know, that's just the way you have to approach it. You're competing on a daily basis, and you know, I don't think there's any animosity there between any of us. I think everything's really good, and as far as personally, you know, like I said, we're just all competing for one job.
And what's the give me just a sense of how it will go for you once these OTAs wrap up this week, between that point and the next time you are back on the field, which is in training camp at the end of July. What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to go back to Oklahoma. You know, we had to stay here through the 30th. We got rookie stuff and rookie symposium. So the 30th, we'll fly home and, you know, obviously get off our feet a little bit, but continue to work out. I'm going to obviously continue to keep learning this playbook. I'll have Josh Cooper with me. He's an Oklahoma City guy, so we'll be working out every single morning, throwing, working out, running, doing all that stuff, which will be nice. You know, having the same guy that we can, you know, throw the same routes, that, you know, it's a huge benefit for us. So that's going to be a daily thing. We're going to throw all the time and you know, just kind of relax. Like I said, once training camp comes, you know, you're full go. So I just got to get my body right and get my mind right for what's ahead.
Great stuff, Brandon. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks,
guys. He is Brandon Wheaton, rookie quarterback for the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You're listening to ESPN 850 WKNR.